Chapter 10, College Funding. Make sure the kids are fit, too. Time to do something about the ever-famous college fund. Many of you have been wringing your hands while we walked through four baby steps and have not saved so much as a dime for those little cherubs. Some people in our culture have lost their minds about college education. We need to examine our culture's value system on the college issue. We have sold our young people so hard and so long on college, and we have begun to accept some myths about college degrees. College degrees do not ensure jobs. College degrees certainly don't ensure success. College degrees do not ensure wealth. College degrees only prove that someone has successfully passed a series of tests. Because we have turned the college degree into some kind of genie in a bottle formula to help us magically win at life, we go to amazingly stupid extremes to get one. I have been a millionaire, starting with nothing, two times before I was 40, and I attribute 15% of that to college knowledge, and 0% to the degree. The book Emotional Intelligence reported a similar finding. In studying successful people, the author discovered that 15% of success could be attributed to training and education, while 85% was attributed to attitude, perseverance, diligence, and vision. College is important, very important, but it is not the answer to all your kids' problems. I will be so bold as to say college isn't even a need. It is a luxury. This luxury is one of the first on my list, but not before retirement, not before an emergency fund, and certainly not as a reason to go into debt. Do some research on the cost of attending college. In some areas of study, and in a very few careers, where you graduate from will matter, but in most it won't. Pedigree means less and less in our culture today. How can you justify going into debt $75,000 for a degree when you could have gone to a state school and paid for it out of your pocket debt-free? You can't. The first rule of college is pay cash. The second rule is, if you have the cash or the scholarship, go. A couple of years ago, I met with the dean of the College of Business from the university where I graduated. At that time, the average college student graduated with about $15,000 in student loan debt after spending 3 of 4 years in an apartment, not the dorm, and eating off campus, not on the meal plan. The average student paid $5,000 more per year to live and eat off campus than to live in the dorm and eat cafeteria food. The student loans that they had to have or they wouldn't be able to go to college weren't for college at all. The student loans on average paid for an off-campus standard of living, and no debt was needed to get the degree, only to look good while getting the degree. Student loans are a cancer. We have spread the myth that you can't be a student without a loan. Not true. If you've planned your savings goals and don't have much room in the budget for college, don't panic. In past generations, students lived with relatives, slept in dorms, ate cafeteria food, worked, and endured other hardships to get a degree. Now, after harping on mindset, we can set some reasonable, attainable goals for saving for college. Baby step 5, save for college. Virtually everyone thinks saving for college is important. However, hardly anyone saves for their kids' college education. Money Magazine and CBS MarketWatch both quote the alarming statistic that 39% of Americans with kids don't save a dime toward college. 4% have saved less than $1,000, and 25% have saved between $1,000 and $10,000. That means 68% have saved nothing or close to nothing. On the other hand, by the time you get here in the baby steps, you'll have a strong foundation and money to save. If you don't have children, or your kids are grown and gone, you will simply skip this step. For everyone else, a college fund is a necessity. College tuition goes up faster than regular inflation. Inflation of goods and services averages about 4% per year, while tuition inflation averages about 7% per year. When you save for college, you have to make at least 7% a year to keep up with the increases. Baby life insurance like Gerber or other whole life for babies to save for college is a joke, averaging less than 2% return. Savings bonds won't work either. Sorry, Grandma. Because they average about 5%. Most states now offer prepaid college tuition. But remember that when you prepay anything, you simply break even with inflation. If tuition goes up 7% a year and you prepay it, you make 7% on your money. That is not too bad, but keep in mind that a decent growth stock mutual fund will average over 12% when invested long term. Let's do baby step 5 the right way. I suggest funding college, or at least the first step of college, with an educational savings account, ESA, funded in a growth stock mutual fund. The educational savings account, nicknamed the Education IRA, grows tax-free when used for higher education. If you invest $2,000 a year from birth to age 18 in prepaid tuition, that would purchase about $72,000 in tuition. But through an ESA in mutual funds averaging 12%, you would have $126,000 tax-free. The ESA currently allows you to invest $2,000 per year per child if your household income is under $200,000 per year. If you start investing early, your child can go to virtually any college if you save $166.67 per month, $2,000 per year. For most of you, baby step 5 is handled if you start an ESA fully funded and your child is under 8. If your children are older, or you have aspirations of expensive schools, graduate schools, or PhD programs, you will have to save more than the ESA will allow. I would still start with the ESA if the income limits don't keep you out. What if you have only a couple of years and will not be able to save much because you started your total money makeover late in life? First, plan on your child attending somewhere that is cheaper, living on campus, and eating cafeteria food. You must get creative and resourceful. Look into companies that have work-study programs. Many companies offer to pay for school and have struck tuition deals with local colleges to attract the labor force. UPS, for instance, has a program in many cities where you can work 20 hours per week sorting boxes at night, and they will pay your tuition for school during the day. The military isn't for everyone, but a young man who used to work for me got a free college education by serving 4 years in the Army. If full-time military service isn't for you, check out the National Guard. Take a high-rejection, high-paying summer sales job. There are countless stories of young people selling books or participating in similar programs to get through school. Some of these young guerrilla combat salespeople get more of an education in the summer trenches than they do in marketing class. A friend of mine made $40,000 selling in one summer. If you already have the student loans or don't want to get a loan in the first place, look into the underserved areas programs. The government will pay for school or pay off your student loans if you will go to work in an underserved area. These areas are typically rural or inner city areas. Most of these programs are for law or medicine. Probably my favorite method of funding school, other than saving for it, is unclaimed scholarships. There is more than $4 billion in unclaimed scholarship money every year. These scholarships are not academic or athletic scholarships either. They are of small to medium-sized dollar amounts from organizations like community clubs. The Rotary Club, the Lions Club, or the JCs many times have $250 or $500 per year they award to some good young citizen. The lists of these scholarships can be bought online, and there are even a few software programs you can purchase. Denise, a listener to my show, took my advice, bought one of the software programs, and worked the system. She spent the whole summer filling out applications and writing essays. She literally applied for 1,000 scholarships. Denise was turned down by 970, but she got 30, and those 30 scholarships paid her $38,000. She went to school for free while her next-door neighbor sat and whined that no money was available for school and eventually got a student loan. If you walk your way up these baby steps, you can send your kids to school without debt. Even if you start late, perseverance and resourcefulness can get them through school.